Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game. Always giving you the legit scoop each time we're blogging, live on the air, or if we're just posting on social media. Well, folks, the weather's cooled down some, but I saw in the weather report that we're going to get some more hot weather, which has been good for our track and field athletes throughout the state of Texas. The month of March seemed to not be a good thing for most of our track athletes, but a lot of our football players that are running track, they're starting to see their times dropping, and we have a guy on the show tonight who's definitely a product of that. Nonetheless, I want to make sure that I make it known to you all, encourage you all, hydrated no matter what. Stay hydrated, folks. We live in Texas, okay? You know it gets hot here. Always keep your bottle of water handy, et cetera, and make sure you're drinking water and other types of things or forms of hydrogen, I should say, just to keep yourself hydrated. Because it is hot out there. Tonight, we have a special guest on our show, and we're actually doing something a little different for a change. We're drifting a little bit outside of Central Texas, something, again, that's very rare. But nonetheless, we have 2016 running back prospect from East Bernard High School, Charles Chapman, delightful young man who's definitely eager to have a strong senior season and continue to put his name out there. So with that being said, a reminder, it's springtime, folks. It's springtime. So the recruiting world is becoming more and more astonishing by the minute. With that being said, make sure you follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop, or send us a friend request at TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA, second word, Syntex, last word, Football Prospects. Remember, go on our website as well and order your copy of our Winter Honors magazine, our 2015 Winter Honors magazine, excuse me, and you'll see all of our prospects that either made our district, our state, and my personal All-Central Texas team that I formulate at the end of each season, and also some pretty interesting juniors and sophomores, a random list of juniors and sophomores that we have, which the young man who's on our show tonight's name is being mentioned in that list, although he's slightly outside of Central Texas. But nonetheless, it's a very interesting piece of work, and of course, I am very proud to be associated with it. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, folks, and then we're going to make sure that we come back and give you the legit football recruiting scoop on what's going on with this gentleman by the name of Charles Chapman. So take care, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, while we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the Motor Mile. Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right. Believe me, check out Jeff Hunter Toyota. Man, for real, if you without a vehicle, then it's not fun. So if you definitely are in need of a vehicle, check out Jeff Hunter Toyota for those of you who are right here in the heart of Texas area that we call Central Texas. Well, I'd like to welcome a young man to the show tonight. Very interesting guest from East Bernard High School, Charles Chapman. Chuck, how you doing this evening?
Hey. I'm doing good. How about you, Mr. T.A.?
Hey, man, I'm great. I'm glad that you took time out of your busy schedule to come and join us tonight. And our apologies for last week. You know, of course, you were scheduled to be on there last Sunday, but due to some technical difficulties, we kind of had to postpone some things. But, hey, it's a blessing that we're on the air tonight, and I'm glad that you were determined to take time away from your busy schedule doing studying, running wind sprints, whatever you could have been doing just to join us tonight. So I thank you kindly. Well, Chuck, Okay, you attend East Bernard High School. For those of you all out there who don't know, that's the same high school for Purdue Shane Leckler, who's been in the NFL for like the last 15, 20 years or so. So with that being said, Chuck, you had a pretty good junior year this past year. So why don't you tell us what were your stats from this past season?
This year, me and my lineman ran for 20 touchdowns, had 1,095 yards, and one big game opening kickoff return for about 75 yards.
Okay, all right, sounds good. So with all that being said, I like how you mentioned you and your lineman, so you definitely give credit to what credit is due, I see.
Yes, sir, couldn't do it without them.
Right. No man can do it on his own. Sometimes I feel sorry for Barry Sanders seeing him in the NFL. And although we always say he didn't have a line, I mean, of course, you know, he had some guys fighting for him, but, you know, he didn't have the best of lines, but he still made do with what he had. And I see that you are definitely appreciative of what your linemen do for you by giving you the opportunity to be able to get past the line of scrimmage and be able to make some music happen afterwards. Now,
yes, sir.
With all that being said, of course, you know, the question that people always, you know, ask, I myself as a scout always ask, what are your grade point average? Because you know you can't play football without being able to have some academics to go along with it, whether it's the high school level or the college level. So what are you looking like in the GPA area? And how important are academics to you?
As of right now, I have a 3.2 GPA. And academics, they're very important to me because of the impact they can have on your future. Well, the impact they will have on your future, you have to consider the role your grades will play in determining the college you may or may not be able to attend. You have to try to understand the short-term and long-term value of becoming a good student and excelling at academics. In the short term, it will help build confidence and provide a foundation that will roll over to having a good work ethic that will carry over into your athletic preparation.
Well said. I'm kind of laughing to myself because out of all the people I've had on my show in the past, I never heard someone so eloquently and elaborately answer that question. So we all know out there, everybody that's listening, we know how important academics are to Charles Chapman. All right. Now, you play the running back position, as I said before. So,
yes,
what is your height? What is your height, weight, and your 40 time?
As of right now, I'm 5'7". I weigh about 171 pounds, and I'm in the process of working on my 40 time right now.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's a professional way how to answer that question. Man, I like that. You're in the process of working on your 40 time. That's right. So for all of you out there that are listening that may have be wondering or may have some concern, the young man is working on it. So that's all we all need to know. So Chuck, hey, man, you're 5'7", you say you weigh about 170, so that means you're kind of working in the weight room quite a bit. Is that correct? Okay. Now, in addition to your team's off season, which I just mentioned about the weight room, man, what are you doing, man? What are you doing in your spare time to get ready for the next season? I mean, do you have that Michael Jordan's, you know, work ethic, Barry Sanders work ethic, or are you just pretty much just doing what you're asked to do by your high school coaches?
Well, as of right now, every Sunday I'm working with Coach Rayford Cooks out of Katy, Texas. He is my strength and conditioning coach. And as the summer comes closer, I'll be working with Coach Larry Johnson, who is also out of Katy, Texas. He is my speed and agility coach. Both of these guys, they're two very good trainers, and I'm glad I get to work with them. Well, they get to work with me.
Okay. So for all of you all out there that are listening, make sure you check out the gentleman that Chuck just enlightened us about in terms of helping him be able to further build on his athleticism. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we'll be back to talk some more football and recruiting with Chuck Chapman from East Bernard High School. Stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stanley the Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, Inspired Hair Design with Miss D and her crew over there. Make sure you check them out so you can continue to build on your beauty and continue to show the world who you are each day on the outside. All right, Chuck Chapman from East Bernard High School. Now, Chuck, you played for East Bernard, the Brahmins, that is.
Yes,
you guys,
sir.
I think, won the state championship a couple of years back, correct?
Yes, sir, in 2012.
2012, okay, and you were a freshman that year, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, are there any big plans for the Brahmins this upcoming season?
Well, every year at East Bernard, we aim very high, and the ultimate goal is the state championship, and we shoot for that every year. No matter what class is coming in, that's the goal every year, is the state championship. And I think that's why we're so successful, because we aim so high.
All right. The way you answered that question just now, it kind of reminds me of the movie and the book, Friday Night Lights, in terms of the school, of course, located in West Texas, Permian High School in Odessa, how there was such a big thing was like, we will win state this year. You know, it was just nothing else mattered but winning state. So I can tell the Brahmins,
yeah,
you guys share that same attitude, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the fact that, you know, you being at a small school, East Bernard, it doesn't, you know, participate in spring ball. I mean, what activities do you all have, like when college coaches come out to be able to evaluate you all during the spring evaluation period? And for those of you all who may not be aware, the spring evaluation period starts on April 15th, which is basically a week and a half away. It goes all the way until May 31st. So, you know, you get to see these 5A and 6A boys practicing in full pads. What do you all do when these coaches come to visit your high school, being at a smaller school?
Well, we have a very strong off-season program, and I'm pretty sure college coaches want to come in and get a look at some of our guys. Coach Long will be okay with that as long as they made a call in. But we also have track, and most of our skilled guys are waiting for 7-on-7 this upcoming summer.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, do you participate? Do you yourself participate in any of the sports aside from football, and if so, which one?
Yes, sir. I also participate in powerlifting, and I run track also. This year, actually, I'm powerlifting. I got.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. My apologies. Go ahead. What you say about powerlifting? You did what?
I got to go to regionals as an alternate, and I got eighth, actually. So that was something new. It was a pretty good experience.
Okay. Now, come on, man. You're powerlifting now, so go ahead and be honest with you. Now, you didn't tell us your 40 times, so why don't you tell us what you're lifting? You can tell us that now.
Yes, sir. My squat at regionals was about 405, bench press was like 250, and deadlift was, I think it was like 405, 395, somewhere around there.
Woo! Man, that's something I can't even dream of doing. You know what I'm saying? Well, actually, I can dream about it. I just can't do it. But I will say, hey, that's good, man. That's really good. And to see that you were alternate at regionals. That means we must have some strong people in the state of Texas, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, all right. Now, you said you run track as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
How is that season going for you and your Brahma teammates?
We are looking very good in our sprint relay. We have been beating all the teams that are in our district, and that's pretty good for us. Last week, we actually were 3/10 of a second off from our state team last year, which is pretty good for us because they had a lot of speed last year. I'm not saying that, you know, we're not as good as them anything. Yes, sir.
Oh, my apologies. Chuck, you hear that?
Yes, sir.
My apologies, Chuck. Okay, again, you said y'all ran 3/10 off of what you guys ran last year. So what time was that you all ran last year at state, or the Brahmins ran last year at state?
4x1, it was a 42.5.
A 42.5?
Yes,
man,
sir.
In class 3A, y'all
yes,
run a 42.8 already?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's pretty fast. I mean, hopefully the state track meet is over a month away, you know, provided that you guys, you know, make it that far. Hopefully y'all will. And, man, that means y'all might be dipping to the 41s by then.
Yes, sir.
That's good, man. That's good. I'm definitely glad to hear that about you all, and hopefully you all will do pretty well for the rest of this season. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. You guys take it easy out there, and we'll be right back.
Dave Nelson's Barbershop, located 810 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, Chuck Chapman. We're back with Chuck Chapman. Chuck, man, okay, you told us your height, your weight, and the fact that you're working on your 40 time, and also with your bench press and squatting and deadlifting. Man, what is your reaction when critics out there that think you're too small, and also the fact that you play at a small school, thinking that that's your only reason for success? I mean, you made All-State this past year, at least been all, which was, you know, definitely a great thing, of course. But what's your reaction to people that say that, you know, you're only good because, you know, you play at a small school? And then also, recruiting-wise, I mean, the fact that you're a small guy, what is your reaction to all the naysayers out there?
Well, my size doesn't define, like, my heart and desire that I have to play football. And I also don't think you can judge a football program off of how many kids you have in your school. Just because the school is 6A or 5A, you can't say, oh, this football program is better than that one over there because we're bigger. And I also cannot help where I'm at. I love where I'm at. I can't help that, and I wouldn't change it even if I could.
Haters, are you listening? Are you listening out there? The young man, he can't control his size, nor will he attend school, and he's appreciative and blessed and knows that he's blessed, whatever the situation is, and that he's going to bring it big time regardless. So for all of you all out there that are looking down upon this young man and the rest of his opponents and teammates that come from the small schools, beware, they come and play football as well. You know, it's interesting that you say that because before I started refereeing football, I kind of had that mentality as well, as they are small schools, they don't do nothing. But when I started refereeing football, I see that small school football players usually play with more heart and more passion. You know, they're less likely to quit on you, like I would see quite often at a lot of the bigger schools with, you know, various, you know, football players. Not everybody, but, you know, various football players. So I definitely have gained a huge amount of respect in the last 10-plus years when I started refereeing football to see that, hey, the small school kids, they may love football even more. So I definitely appreciate that. Now, are you going to be attending any camps this summer, any college football camps?
Yes, sir. Well, about 3 weeks ago, I went to Next Level Athlete. It's a pretty good camp. And I plan on attending more one-day camps, but at the moment I'm undecided on which one at this time.
All right. Have you had any recruiting attention here lately?
I have a couple of views from coaches on my NCSA profile, but letters or anything like that, no, not as of right now, but I'm pretty sure they'll be coming soon.
All right. Well, Chuck, I'll tell you this. Make sure those things that you say you're working on, or that you have been working on, not that you say, make sure you just keep working on it, man, and believe me, your time will come. If you want it bad enough, it will come, okay? That's with anything in life, that anything that you're passionate about, that you're doing, of course, that's legal at the same time. If you want it bad enough, man, you can get it one way or the other, okay? But you have to work hard for it. There are no shortcuts in life, and believe me, laziness and shiftlessness does not prosper. So continue doing what you're doing, young man. Now, we're talking about the schools that we're talking about, various schools and things of that nature as far as recruiting attention. I mean, do you have any schools that you like to attend or that you like watching on TV?
I'm interested in any school that gives me the best chance of education and will allow me to touch the football field while I'm there.
Okay, well, who do you like watching on TV?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't watch college football at all.
Oh, you don't? Okay. All right, now I'm hoping if you ain't watching college football, you studying or you working out.
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I'm a college football fanatic, and believe me, if I'm not spending time with my family, I'm watching college football. so that's what I'm doing. But no. Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with that, because, again, you're always trying to get yourself better. Now, do you have any lasting comments for all of our listeners out there before we go ahead and adjourn for this evening?
Well, any guys out there that are in my grade, good luck to y'all on y'all upcoming season. It's going to be a big year for y'all, and I just want to wish y'all the best of luck. That goes to everybody out there.
Okay. Remember, folks, the East Bernard Brahmers, they're talking about making the run to get their state championship ring once again. So be on the lookout. Hey, Chuck, man, continue doing what you're doing, young man. Stay on top of those books. Keep your nose clean and keep your head down, okay? You do those things, man, and you'll see in life you'll have some form of prosperity in one way or another. But, again, you have to practice those things consistently and persistently in order for it to come to pass. That is my personal belief, and there's proof in that pudding of what I just expressed to you. Again, for all of y'all out there that are listening, make sure you go to our website, thscoutandscoop.com, thscoutandscoop.com. Order your copy of our 2015 Winter Honors Edition magazine. You'll see Chuck's name in there as well. Go to our blog page immediately after this broadcast. You'll see Chuck's profile on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to hear this conversation in its entirety along with watching Chuck's highlights, okay? Again, this conversation will be in its entirety along with being able to view Chuck's highlights from his junior year. All right, again, make sure you stay hydrated out there. Be safe. It's a holiday weekend. Enjoy your Easter holiday. Keep yourself hydrated. And always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is TA signing off from yet another show. Be blessed.